Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next half hour, they're going to be views of Jeanette Schnall, who's actually moved down to Chile. And because you wonder why any American would move to Chile. Well, I will tell you that there are many people who believe that we're entering a period of chaos and crisis in America as the economy, of course, plunges as we get to the situation there over in Greece and Spain. And you're not really hearing very much about what's going on over there, but there really is chaos. They're burning buildings, they're rioting in the streets. The police are on alert. I mean, you're looking at in the youth, I think, in Greece, young people, say somewhere 18, 24, while you're dealing with about 48% unemployment. In Spain, you're well over 50% unemployment in that age group. And, of course, we're going to see increasingly that happening in America. We've got an awful lot of young people who've gone to college, who've taken on tremendous debt because the government wanted to help them and let them borrow all the money they wanted to. And now they're out of college and they can't find a job. And they've got the tremendous debt hanging over their heads, a debt that they can't even get rid of by going bankrupt. And the people get a feeling of sort of frustration with good justification. I will tell you that many intelligence agents have been told that these are people who've been with the CIA, other intelligence agencies. There's going to be chaos here, and many of them are looking down around Patagonia. And I've talked to at least two intelligence people, who told me that they have been warned by people within the intelligence community about what lies ahead. They're moving out. Well, certainly I and my family are going to be staying here, but Jeanette's down there in Chile, and she sells real estate, and she really loves it there. Hi, Jeanette. How are we doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I'm very good today. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, how are things down in Chile doing?
Oh, well, we just finished up our summer season. We're going into fall now. And it was wild here because I was just looking at the newspaper and Region 9, which is part of my real estate area, I saw a newspaper and the headline said that this area had the best tourist season ever. Apparently, there was like 90% booking rate at the hotel. And, you know, being in real estate, I get around and talk to some of the different owners of hotels and stuff. And some people that are thinking to sell their hotel with me were telling me that they had over 100 messages on their answering machine for the last week of summer. They had unplug it, frankly. I guess they had people begging to stay there. We put people up in the bar, and we saw people, we had some showing that week. We saw people going around hostel to hostel with suitcases on rollers, just going door to door trying to find a place to stay. So the economy's doing very well down here.
What about, can you read the headlines there? Is your Spanish good enough, or is this an English paper?
This one's in Spanish, but I put it on my website. It's in Spanish under the article section. I'm going to have a friend translate it, but I use Google Translate to get the gist of what it is. But the headline I can understand.
All right, very good. Well, of course, I guess it's Jeanette Schnall, and we're going to be talking about her experience in Chile. If you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to call 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But some Americans are very, very concerned. Well, are you continuing to get a pretty good response from the programs?
Yeah, we just had a couple, I think three couples this past month.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
One triple eight two four liberty or 464-8295. And Jeanette was just saying that as a result of the program she's done with us here, they've had a number of people come down, look at property, and Sydney, she is in real estate business, and she has sold some property. I don't know if she sold them to people who listen to our programs, but she sold property down there, because you can actually go down there and you can open a business, can't you, in Chile?
Oh, yeah, sure can. Yep. It's just basically, you know, paperwork. You have to obviously have some working capital, start up a business, and show that you can support yourself for, you know, a period of time, maybe have a good business plan and whatnot. But, yeah, it's definitely possible. You don't have to be a bazillionaire to come here and do it.
And I think it's very interesting that certainly in Chile they're welcoming people. They're encouraging people to come in. It's a large large country. It's got 2,000 miles of coastline. What are there, about 17 million people?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, we've got Herman calling us from Carmel. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Jeanette Schnall, an American living in Chile and really enjoying her time there. Herman, did you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, couple of questions, Jeanette. One was, of those that you've known who have moved down with the intent of staying there, have any of them gone back, maybe become homesick for America? And the second one ties into this, and that would be the issue of cultural shock. I mean, it's one thing to buy a beautiful piece of land that maybe has a nice view, and, you know, you think, well, I'm away from, nuclear bombs raining down on L.A. or New York. How lonely is an American going to be? Do most of those that you know, are they part of an expatriate community by themselves, or are they integrated well into the culture? Could you speak to those issues a little bit?
All right. What about Sydney, people going down and then decided they want to come back to the United States?
Yeah, sure. I haven't known anyone personally that's done that. I do read a lot of the blogs where people have come down here to Chile and that want to go back to the States. That does happen, but I don't know their personal situation. I think sometimes some of them were students that came down sort of living here as an experiment, or I know that some people that have been sent down, maybe their husbands were sent down here for work, for a job, and maybe the family prefers to be back in the States. But in my area, and that's mostly I find that up in the city, in Santiago, in the capital, but in my area, I find most of the people here are either some kind of adventurous soul that, you know, have come here and like living here, or there's the majority of people that I know in my area are people that are like myself, that are concerned about what's going on, you know, back home in the United States, and have come or from different parts of the world, and are, you know, love being down here and aren't going back. But I know, like, to speak to that does happen for some people. So you have to really be sure that this is a place you're going to like. So you have to come down here and try it for a while. As far as culture shock, I want to recommend, I know somebody came down here as a Christian missionary, and he wrote a book about culture shock here. And he has, like, written a guide. It's called Pepe's Culture, Guide to Culture Shock or something like that. And it's actually in my books section, so people that want to can take a look at that. But I lived in Asia for 3 years, and for me, Asia is a big culture shock. So Latin America, I think it's more a Europeanized type of country. It's a family-oriented country. It's, of course, they speak Spanish, but I don't find that the way that they think or their habits to be so as extremely different, like as compared to Asia. But, you know, for some people, that could be very different if you hadn't maybe been exposed to a lot of other cultures, depending maybe where you're living in the United States or haven't had a chance to travel or whatever. And that's a possibility for sure. But I think in general, if you come down here and you like it and you open-minded and you're curious about things, the people are really sweet, and I find that everyone's very nice and welcoming to me, and you make friends, and the thing is, in our area, there's a large amount of international people, so you can find gringos all over the place.
And I think that basically, of course, people in Chile are coming from a Christian point of view. It's primarily Catholic country, but of course they hold family values and integrity and those same values which at one time made America the envy of the world, and they still hold to those old values down there, don't they, pretty well, Jeanette?
Yeah, that's definitely a wonderful point because, like, for example, I pretty much have a standing appointment with my lawyer once a week, and, you know, she's always talking about, who she saw at church or whatever, this or that. So it's very much part of life here. It's a very strong Christian country. So, yeah, we definitely have those kinds of things in common, you know. So.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464 if you have a question for Jeanette. Jeanette, before we go on, I want you to get your telephone number and your web page out for our listeners. How can people get in touch with you?
Oh, sure. There's several ways. Well, you can give us a call. I have a U.S.-based phone number that rings in my office here. And a bunch of times I'm on the road, so please leave a message and we'll get back to you when we can. But it's 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961. And our website is www.southernchiliproperties.com. That's southernchiliproperties.com. And our website has all kinds of videos, articles, maps, town guides, et cetera, all kinds of information. We even are trying to keep a section of job postings. And oh, by the way, for all the people that are not on the internet, that we've sent out our free report that you can get on the internet. We've sent that out. I just want to let people know that they aren't aware that it can take a few weeks in the mail to come. So I just sent out a batch of those. Those are on the way.
All right, fine. Because if you suddenly can't remember all that, you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You scroll down on the home page and you'll see a spot that says SouthernChiliProperties.com. That's Southern Chili Properties. And click on that. It'll take you right to Jeanette's website. Well, if Herman would like to call back, he did call back, and I guess he got discouraged. So if he'd like to call back again, we'd be glad to talk to him. Otherwise, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, how about crime? Is there a lot of crime down there? Are the things pretty tight down there, and most citizens are law-abiding?
Well, you know, I think in general, compared to developed countries, it's low, but, I mean, not everyone down here is an angel, certainly. There is crime. Some crime, but I can't remember the statistics at the moment, but like the amount of murders compared to the United States is like, the United States is like 7 times more than the statistics here. And if you don't have those kind of weird things like pedophilia or those kinds of drive-by shootings and things that happen in the United States, mostly it's like the petty kind of crime, like, you know, some sort of theft or that kind of thing. So it's really a pretty safe country, stable country, and, you know, the police here are really very upstanding. They're not the kind of people that you bribe. There was actually an article in one of the newspapers recently that they found it humorous because apparently some Chinese people were somewhere in the north. I forgot what. They were doing something or other wrong, and they decided to try to bribe the policemen, and they got hauled off to jail, and they just didn't really understand what was happening. So, it's a good country. It's very safe. It's not some place you have to worry about like Honduras. I just have a friend that went there, and he was so glad to get back to Chile. He said it was like the movies. He wanted to kiss the ground in the airport when he got there.
Well, we've got Herman calling back again. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Herman, did you have another question?
Yes, Jeanette. I know that when people were leaving California and they would go to places like Montana and they saw that things were so much cheaper, they were wowed by the properties and would buy and then later realize they had overpaid. Do you recommend people going down, and if they are interested, to maybe rent something in the area before they buy? And what type of prices are we looking at for either buying or renting?
Well, I think that's a good idea. Somebody wants to come down and rent for a while, that's definitely a sensible thing to do. as far as prices, it depends on the part of the country that you're interested in.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Number 1-888-24 Liberty. Go right ahead, Jeanette.
Well, the first thing is for rent. You know, the rents are all over the place. You can get as low as maybe $300 a month, but, you know, you could count.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Long coastline and Chile has had some huge earthquakes and I don't know, maybe tsunamis danger as well. In your area, or how far are you from the Pacific or from Argentinian border?
Yeah, we're far inland that the tsunamis would never touch here. I think it's at least 600 above sea level here, and probably almost a two-hour drive in from the coast. So there's no problem with the tsunamis here. It is an earthquake country, but it's the same kind of situation that maybe you're having in California. Historically, there's usually a big earthquake, say, at least every 25 years, big meaning over 7 on the Richter scale, and we recently had one in 2010. So hopefully the country has large earthquake proof for another 25 years, but you do get still a lot of smaller earthquakes. You get used to them. You know, it's just like anywhere in the rim of fire, you know, you do have a lot of little tremblers now and again. But for people that are worried about earthquakes, the best thing to do is stay away from the earthquake centers, and that would be like one city that's Concepcion, a couple hours north of here, which it seems to be one of the centers of earthquakes. I guess it must have something to do with the Nazca plate, the tectonic plate, the rub there, and up far up in the north is another sort of prone center.
Well, there's so many things to worry about, Herman. That's the least. I've lived in California all my life. I've seen one major earthquake. That was in 89. But, of course, we all survived. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Jeanette, we're almost out of time. Jeanette, I want you to get your telephone number, your website out one more time, and then we'll let you go.
Sure. My phone number is area code 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961. People can email me at Jeanette@SouthernChiliProperties.com, and our website is www.SouthernChiliProperties.com. That's SouthernChiliProperties.com. All my contact information is on the contact page of our website, and if people can't remember, they can either go to your site to find our link, or they can just do a Google search of Chili Real Estate, and we'll be on the first page.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much, Jeanette. I guess this is Dr. Stan, and we'll talk to you later. We're going to be doing open lines the rest of this evening. So if you have any question or comment about what's going on in the world, would like to talk about what you'd like to talk about now, let me simply point out that we're going to war with Iran. It should be obvious from the way the propaganda is being put out. The media is controlled. Your mind is being conditioned to go along with that. In fact, Newsmax, which certainly is simply a branch of the establishment media today, I'm really very disappointed. I knew Chris Ruddy, why he has chosen this path to follow. I do not know. But basically, the latest issue of Newsmax has a picture of Ahmadinejad and Netanyahu on the front page. And it talks about how Iran has a plan for another Holocaust, and we've got to protect Israel is the inference. And, of course, the article is written by one of the neocons. I think it's John Bolton. But basically, you have to understand there are people who want America to go from war to war to war. They want America to dominate the world. And then, of course, once they've united the world, they, of course, want to destroy our independence and merge America into this one world government, ruled by a ruling aristocracy, and of course headed by this one world ruler. And these ideas were put forward by Plato in his book Republic. Plato, who is deeply involved in the occult, who himself is a homosexual, as were so many of the people involved in this movement, and they wonder why, of course, our government today is so riddled with pedophilia and homosexuality. Well, so many of the pedophiles are homosexuals, and ideas go back to Plato. The idea that we need a world government, a one world government. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. The world government is coming after, of course, we have our terrible, terrible war with the Muslim world.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea,
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
If anything you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I was reading an article today talking about how our morals of our country has changed. In 1965, why about 3% of white births were children born out of wedlock, 24% of black children were born out of wedlock. Today, why it's 73% of black children are born out of wedlock, about 28 or 29% of white children are born out of wedlock. What's happened in the intervening years? There's been an organized effort to destroy the morality of our nation. Half of our Christian marriages end in divorce. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the other side controls the television, they control the radio, they control most of the books that are written, they control the pornography industry, and believe me, of course, they beam these ideas into our minds all the time. They put comedians on who make light of morality and push an immoral concepts. They put women on scantily dressed with suddenly their bosoms, you know, bulging out. And we feature people like Madonna at the Super Bowl with 100 million people watching her vulgar presentations. And we say this is normal. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not normal. There's a conscious, organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the morality of this nation, to destroy the religious foundation of this nation. They did not take God in prayer at the Ten Commandments out of our schools because it was unconstitutional, but because there was a conspiracy against God, and I tremble for my country. when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, locally here on the Central Coast of California. We've got Dan calling from Florida. Hi, Dan. Do you have a question or comment?
You know, Dr. Stan, I have listened to you now for probably over 5 years, and I have to tell you that I must be a glutton for punishment. Because while I'm pretty much in agreement with most of what you have to say, it really is hard to listen to and absorb and get the full weight of what's really going on. But with that said, Dr. Stan, you know, you lead us all up to a point of telling us how bad things are and that God's justice will not sleep forever. But I very rarely, if ever, have heard you say, you know, while I'm not able to predict exactly what the future holds, this sure looks like it's lining up to be the time of the Antichrist and the things that are described in the book of Revelation. So I'm wondering now if you could just tell me, based on everything you know and everything you've learned, if you could just give me an idea as to how close you think we are to the Antichrist coming on stage and to this 7-year treaty with Israel and to the middle of the 3.5 years of tribulation and until Armageddon.
Well, I wish I could tell you accurately. I really can't. I mean, I believe that the things we're seeing are prophesied. I can give you all sorts of things that other people have written, but nobody knows for certain right now. I'm in the middle of actually reading a book that's going to be released in this next month or two. It's based upon the prophecies of a Catholic priest named Malachi, who is writing in 1158, and he had written about the future of the Catholic Church and named, of course, all the popes that were going to be in the Catholic Church from 1158 on, and they gave some characteristics about these, and then prophesied when the time would come when, of course, Rome would go up in flames, the Catholic Church would end, and the Antichrist would come. And what do you think he wrote in 1158? Some people say that that was forgery, that has been rewritten in 1500. I can't really verify either one, but we do know what the prophecies are. Many books were written in the 1500s about this. What year do you think that he prophesied this whole thing would come about? And you guessed it. 2012. Now, Nostradamus wrote about this year. Certainly, the Mayan calendar ends the end of this year. I'm not going to make a statement this is going to happen. All we can do is say that all the signs and symptoms are there. And certainly, Jesus told us just to watch, that no one knew when this was coming down. And then, of course, the question is, though, will this be certainly the great battle of described in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I mean, will there be a pre-tribulation rapture, a mid-tribulation rapture, a post-tribulation rapture? I don't know. And we're just going to have to watch it unfold. But I agree with you, we are living in truly prophetic times. That's all I can really want to hazard to guess, and I'm trying to prepare people and hoping that as they listen to our programs, if they're not Christians, they'll come to accept the Lord. And if they are Christians, my message will draw them closer to our Lord and make them increasingly dependent upon him. Because I will tell you from my own personal walk with the Lord, the longer, of course, I am involved, the more convinced I am that God does influence my life and the lives of other people who are faithful to him. And I wish I could give you a more exact answer, but I'm not going to try to be a prophet. God has not chosen me for that, that's for sure. Anything else you wanted to ask, Dan?
Well, I'd like to also ask her to say, I mean, I recently read a few books by an older gentleman by the name of Dr. John Coleman, books I'm sure you've heard of and maybe even read for yourself, including the Committee of 300 and the Tavistock Institute and a couple of others. But when you say that we're you know, this new world order or whatever it is closing in around us, and this is what they want to do. They want to take the world over. As far as I'm concerned, Dr. Stan, they've already taken the world over. I mean, the facts are the facts, and it sure seems to me like they're in control, and we're just going along for the ride without much choice.
Well, the thing is, Dan, they control the United States. They are trying to consolidate their power over all the other countries in the world. They influence most of them, but not all of them. We do have our troops in 130 nations, as you know, and 800 to 900 military bases. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to consolidate control over the rest of the world. But there are people all over the world who don't want to go along with the world government. That's why I think that they want, of course, to impoverish people throughout the world, to create such horror and suffering. The people will say, we'll do whatever we have to get away from these terrible things that are happening. We'll give up our sovereignty. We'll give up our religion. Just allow us to live in peace. Again, so I think that, you know, certainly they do control the United States. But there's growing awareness here. Don't give it up in despair. Remember, this is God's battle. We're just asked to do our best, not to win. I'd love to win, but we will be on the winning side because eventually God is going to be victorious. In the meantime, I think there's going to be a lot of terrible things happening. That's all
Thank
I can
you,
really
Doctor.
Tell you, Dan. Go ahead. I'll give you some parting. Make your parting thoughts.
I don't have any, Dr. Stan. I thank you for listening to me and talking with me.
God bless you. Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Tony, who's calling us from San Jose. And Tony, one of these days, why don't you come over? We'll have lunch together. And I do have some work in your line of work that I'd like to at least get an idea what we'd be talking about, to get some pillars, the stone pillars made. But do you have a question or comment?
Oh, well, Dr. Stan, I'd love that. And my daughter Sarah and her husband, you met them at the last conference.
Right.
They're huge fans of yours. They were just so thrilled to be able to actually meet the legendary Dr. Stan.
Well, I don't know. I just feel very, very fortunate to have a voice in a time like this. And the only reason I have it is because God has trained me for what I'm doing. And let me just mention, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. But I'm just an average guy who's been blessed with a voice that we can project it all over the world. Well, did you have a question or comment, Tony?
Well, actually both. But I before we get there, I just wanted to say my wife and I were just talking and I brought up that, you know, we've been supporting Dr. Stan for over 20 years now. It's like over 20 years. It's just unbelievable how the time goes by. But my son-in-law, he's up in Washington State, and he picked you up on shortwave radio like years and years and years ago. And cause he used to play around with shortwave radio, and he said that, you know, he's been listening to you up there like 10, 12 years ago up in Washington on a shortwave radio. And then my daughter ends up marrying him, and now I got a little granddaughter. And, you know, it was just anyway, you met me. They were just so thrilled to meet you.
Well, you know, I really think it's wonderful when the husband and wife could agree that in many instances, either the husband or the wife recognizes what's going on and the other one doesn't. And it creates a real conflict in the family. Well, I'm just so glad that your potential son-in-law or your future son-in-law.
He's my son-in-law.
Yeah, right. Well, before he was your son-in-law, I was listening to our program, understanding what it was, so that when, of course, he met your daughter, why his ideas were not just so far out that she couldn't accept them. Husbands and wives should agree on this sort of thing. And really, it makes it so much more exciting when you're in it together with your family and it's not just one or the other, but both need to be involved, especially as time goes by and things are. The one thing I can say for sure, people want to be a prophet and tell them what's going to happen. One thing I can say is that things are going to get a lot worse. How soon? I got a feeling that it's very soon, within the next couple of years, we're going to see disastrous things happening financially. But go ahead, Tony.
Well, I wanted to, actually the reason I called was my wife wanted me to ask you a question about Lyndon LaRouche. But I just wanted to comment on a couple of things the last caller was bringing up. You know, as far as like how close we are, you know, to the Antichrist or whatever. And there are still some prophecies in the Bible that have not been fulfilled. For example, Psalm 83, where the 10 small nationalities and groups of people living around Israel attack Israel to extinguish their name from history. Also, I believe it's in Jeremiah, it talks about how Damascus was laid to ruins. Damascus is still sitting there. It's not in ruins. Psalm 83 hasn't happened. 2 Thessalonians hasn't happened, where the center of perdition goes into the temple of God and declares himself to be God. There are things that haven't happened. But
well, don't forget Ezekiel 38-39.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. Because, see, in fact, one time you had Chuck Missler on him, I got him really tizzy about that one, about Gog and Magog, because I believe it's in Revelation 16, I'm guessing now. But it says, when the 1,000 years are over, then I will pull Gog and Magog down. And I asked Chuck Missler about that, in fact, on your show maybe 10 years ago. And, yeah, he probably forgot, but he got really upset about that. I'm not so sure about that.
Well, do you have something? I do have another caller who I've got to get to, but if you
have. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
My Lyndon LaRouche has been on Alice Jones' show, and, you know, he's saying all the right things and this, that, and the other. And I told her, I said, well, you know, I have some reservations about Lyndon LaRouche, only because I know Dr. Stan does not like him. And I don't remember why, but she wanted me to ask you why.
Well, I just...
And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thank fine. You. Thank you. Well, because Tony wants to know why I don't like Lyndon LaRouche. I just, I've listened to what he's said for many years. He's been around. He's got a very good grasp of what's going on. But I just have an uneasy feeling. I'll have to admit on many things I go on my feelings. But I, at one time, Lyndon LaRouche was a communist, and he was working very closely with the communists. He was so radical the communists wouldn't join him. And so then he went off on his own. He's always had a source of income. I don't know what that source of income is, but I think that he's used people. He's very, very smart. He's, most of what he says is true. I will not have him on my program because I just don't trust him. Well, let's quickly go to our Barbara, who's calling from Aptos. Hi, Barbara from Aptos. Do you have a question or comment?
I have just a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
You were talking the other evening about Dr. Moody and
right.
About the fact that, you know, every night, every day, he would go out and he would approach somebody and try to lead them to the Lord. And about the evening that he realized that he had gone out, you know, that it was raining and he hadn't gone out. And he said, oh, nobody will be out there. But he said, I'm going anyway. And he went out and he met this man and asked if he could join him underneath his umbrella, and he led him to the Lord. And the one thing that isn't very often spoken of is the fact it's the man who led Dr. Moody to the Lord. And he was a shoe salesman who loved the Lord, and he had tried multiple times to witness to people. And he never knew whether he had been successful or not. But at the one day when Edward Moody came in to the store, he witnessed to him, and Moody accepted the Lord as his Savior. And that one man reached millions of other people. Or, I'm sorry, not Edward, Dwight L. Moody. And that... Dr. Moody reached millions of people. And if you reach one person, do you realize what that one person can do? Don't give up on one person, but keep trying, because you never know what that one person might be capable of doing. And Dwight L. Moody was one of the most incredible witnesses for the Lord. And even his church today and everything still reaches out to the Lord and draws people to him.
And I will tell you, if we had people, a dozen people like Dwight L. Moody, in America today, this would be a different country. We need people who are not ashamed to get out and try to bring somebody to the Lord every single day.
But you've got to remember, just if you reach one person, you never know what that one person might do. And this man who reached Dwight L. Moody.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
I mean, it behooves each of us to learn how to talk about the Lord and not be ashamed, and simply to learn how to bring people to the Lord. Now, basically, if you have not seen the 10-part series that Pastor Billy Crone has done, one of them is called The Final Countdown. It's 10 sermons, and every one of them ends with a personal invitation to come into a personal relationship with our Lord. Then, of course, he has a 10-sermon section, and these are DVDs on the fearful creation. And of course, that's going into the background of evolution. And every sermon ends with a personal invitation to come to the Lord. Then he has another 10 DVD series on planned creation. And, of course, every one of those talks ends with an invitation to come to know the Lord. And, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's really all about. I mean, if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, all you have to do is get down on your knees and ask him to come in and take over control of your life. If you have a minister to bow down with you, to get on the knees with you as I did, it makes it a lot easier. But, of course, you can do that in the privacy of your own home. And just if you sincerely ask God to come into your life, he really will, and he'll change your life. And I can attest to that. I can attest to the fact that as a young, successful surgeon, a graduate of the University of California with honors and all the things that you get when you do well in school, Phi Beta Kappa Key, it was very humiliating in some respects to get down on my knees and simply ask God to take over control of my life. But I did it. And you know, it was the most amazing thing. My life was never the same after that, and yours will not be either. And so I would certainly encourage you to give serious consideration to getting some of Pastor Billy Crone's DVD series, and part one, part two for each one we mentioned. And he has so many others. In fact, my wife is and son are going to be having a lunch with Pastor Billy here in a few weeks in Las Vegas, where his church is. But I've never met him personally, but I feel he's a friend. We've talked so many times. But I hope that you will get the DVDs, and if you are not a Christian, you'll give serious consideration to making the most important decision you'll ever make in your life, and that is simply to ask Christ to come in and direct your life. Well, this is a time when I need to just to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We have all sorts of books, and one of them is The Secret of the Lord, written by our good friend, Pastor Chuck Chrismeyer. The Secret of the Lord simply goes into how they have changed the message of the Christian church, because they've changed the music of our church, they've changed the message of our church, they've infiltrated suddenly our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant. They put their people into key positions in both Catholic and Protestant organizations to change the thrust of Christian teaching. Why would they do that? Because they don't want you to know the secret of the Lord. And what is the secret of the Lord? Well, you're going to have to get the book and read it, but I think you'll find it very, very gratifying. We carry the book. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can get Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs there as well. And we have so many things. If you go to our website, readyliberty.com, you can look at the hundreds of books and DVDs we offer. You can certainly find them at our website, radioliberty.com. It's important that you have the information. And, of course, that you help us disseminate the information about what's going on. But understand that behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. We're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So we ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. And
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the stations you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our friend Tom Elias, who's a syndicated journalist. He writes at this articles, and they're regularly carried by dozens of newspapers across the country. But we're not going to be talking about his journalistic position. We're going to be talking about Dr. Brzezinski. And Dr. Brzezinski is a doctor in Houston, Texas, who's actually has a treatment for cancer, a very effective treatment that doesn't cure everybody, but it certainly produces stable disease or improvement in far more cases than conventional therapy. And the conventional therapy of chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, already, of course, there are an awful lot of cases, the vast majority of them, it is not effective, and an awful lot of people die of cancer. And so if you look at the statistics, a five-year survival of about 62% of the cancers, why, it's abysmal. Whereas if you look at a five-year survival of Dr. Brzezinski's patients, they're doing really quite well. Well, what really are the survival of Dr. Brzezinski's patients? Do we have any idea of five-year survival, Tom?
Sure, we have very good statistics, as a matter of fact, Dr. Stan. Let's first talk a little bit about what the treatment is, and then I'll go right into the numbers, if you will. I hate to just start off with numbers. I'd rather let people understand them a little bit. But Dr. Brzezinski's treatment is best known because of the stark contrast, the just incredible contrast between the success of his anti-neoplasms. That's what he calls the chemicals he uses. The anti-neoplasms have so much greater success than the standard treatments of chemo and radiation. And a little later on, I want to get into a brand new report that talks about one other negative effect of chemotherapy that is not widely known, and that was just issued in a Stanford University report today. I just got this information today, Dr. Stan. That's why probably you haven't heard it from me before. But what Dr. Brzezinski uses are peptides, and these are combinations of amino acids that occur naturally in the blood and the urine of healthy people, but are virtually absent from people that have about 65% of different cancers. And that's why his response rate for many of these is overall response rate across a whole panoply of different kinds of cancers is about 65%. It just matches up that way because that's who has these peptides in them and who doesn't. You wanted specific numbers, and perhaps I ought to wait till after the break here.
All right, fine. Well, I guess it's Tom Elias, and Tom has written an excellent book on this subject. It's called the Brzezinski Breakthrough. And going into the background of this treatment, basically, these are simply peptides. He calls them anti-neoplastins, but they are simply peptides that you find in normal people. You do not find it in people who have cancer. And because if you can replace those, why, they deal with their cancer ever so much better. The whole idea in the treatment of cancer is to harness the immune system. And if your immune system is working, it'll take care of those cancer cells. We'll be back in a moment. Tom, you go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Stan. So we were going to talk a little bit about numbers, and then we can talk a little bit about some of the other details here. But the contrast is between his treatment and the standard treatments is the most stark when it comes to brain tumors. The standard treatments of chemo and radiation
have a 5-year survival rate. They offer patients a 5-year survival rate of about 0.5%. That is, out of every 200 patients who are with serious brain tumors who are treated with chemo and radiation, one will live more than 5 years. As a general rule, if you have a glioblastoma, a glioma, or an astrocytoma, or a medulloblastoma brain tumor, the chances are you're going to be dead within a year and a half if you use the standard courses of treatment, which all the doctors will urge you to do. Now, with Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, in the last 5 years, and I have a chart here that he gave me last February, in the last 5 years, he's treated 116 patients with brain tumors of various kinds. He had an objective response in 28% of those patients. That means that 28% out of the 116 patients had their tumors decrease in size by at least 50%, and many of them disappeared, but at least 50% in the first 6 months they were on the treatment. Another 44% of his patients had stable disease, which is to say that the tumor either didn't grow or it reduced in size, but not by 50% in the first 6 months of treatment. So that's a total response rate of 72%, and 28% of his patients with brain tumors had progressive disease. Now, when you say there was an objective response in 28%, that doesn't account for the people who had stable disease and their tumors were decreasing more slowly. They didn't decrease by 50% in the first 6 months. But overall, the survival rate over 5 years of Dr. Brzezinski's brain tumor patients is over 40%. And that's compared to 0.5% for the standard treatments. So the bottom line is Dr. Brzezinski doesn't claim perfection, because over half of his patients are going to die within the first 5 years. That we know. But remember, he also gets patients who are debilitated.
Hold that thought. Well, okay. Here's the thought. Tom is just saying that basically about 40% of Dr. Brzezinski's brain tumors suddenly live over 5 years. Whereas, of course, conventional treatments are probably less than 0.5% of people are living after 5 years. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, absolutely correct.
And so basically, of course, a dramatic increase in response. And certainly the studies show this, the FDA knows this, and yet at one time the FDA, knowing full well how successful Dr. Brzezinski's treatment was, they tried to send him to prison for 300 years. Why would you want to send a doctor who had an effective treatment for cancer, specifically brain cancer, which is a horrible type of tumor? Why would you want to send him to prison for 300 years because he had an effective treatment? And yet that was exactly what's happened. And, of course, the reason Tom is on with us again is now the medical board, of course, of the state of Texas, is after Brzezinski again. They've been trying to get him for the better part of 30 years. They had want to suppress his treatment, and now they're trying, of course, to going to take him before the medical board here within the next month or so and try, of course, once again to get him. There are people in the past who have gone after people with effective cancer treatment many years ago. There was a Dr. Ivey. He was the president of the AMA. He was a fine doctor, a dedicated doctor. He came up with something called Laetril. He popularized it, and they went after him. They eventually drove him to suicide, and said they totally discredited him, took away his medical license. Why? Why? Because he had an effective cancer treatment. The same thing is true with Dr. Brzezinski. Go right ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I think we have two things at work here. The FDA's persecution of Dr. Brzezinski had one motive, and the Texas Medical Board has a different motive. The Texas Medical Board has been after Dr. Brzezinski for 30 years because he was going a maverick route. And it's developed into something of a vendetta because he thwarted them in five other proceedings against him. Now, with essentially some really trumped-up charges against him, the Texas Medical Board has scheduled a hearing for April 11th. That's just a little more than 2 weeks off. But for April 11th, that hearing will be in Austin, Texas. And they're basically wanting to lift Dr. Brzezinski's license, or they've also offered him a plea bargain. If he admits that he hasn't treated patients, that he's given patients substandard care and pays a big fine, then they'd let him keep his license. That's the plea bargain they've offered, and he's not willing to accept a plea bargain like that because he knows that if he does, they'll come after him again, and the next time they'll have this admission that he provided substandard care and admitted to it, and that'll be used as a reason to lift his license the next time. It'd be crazy to take a plea bargain like that. And one thing Dr. Brzezinski is not is crazy. So the Texas Medical Board has a vendetta, and we need to talk about that first because it's the most urgent. But later on, we can talk about the Food and Drug Administration's longtime persecution of Dr. Brzezinski. And I believe that I've pretty well proven that that's a matter of money. The FDA was trying to steal Dr. Brzezinski's drug, not merely to squash it, but to steal it on behalf of one big pharmaceutical company, which has gone bankrupt because that effort failed. Now, with the Texas Medical Board, they're basically charging him with two things. It involves two patients. One came to him in 2008, and she had a very serious breast cancer that had metastasized to her brain, her lungs, and her liver. She'd been operated on three times, got radiation therapy twice, and had all the chemotherapy that they were willing to give her. And her oncologist told her to go home and get into a hospice and just get ready to die. So she went to the Brzezinski Clinic. She markedly improved on the treatment there. And 2 months after starting treatment, she was able to take a part-time job. But because she felt so much better, she figured she didn't need the medicine anymore. So she stopped treatment way prematurely. And as a result, the tumors returned, and she died a few months later. And her husband then filed a complaint to the Texas Board of Pharmacy claiming that he hadn't been informed by the Brzezinski Clinic that the pharmacy that's operated inside the clinic building that has Brzezinski's name on it, he said that he hadn't been informed that clinic belonged to Dr. Brzezinski. And so that's one charge, which the Texas Board of Pharmacy, they transferred that case over to the Texas Medical Board, which is only too happy to take it. The second case involves a woman who came to Dr. Brzezinski in 2003. She had a brain tumor, very serious brain tumor, and she also had lung cancer. And she had, before coming to Dr. Brzezinski, she'd had half of her lung tumor removed, half of her left lung had been removed, and she'd had a partial removal of the brain tumor, but they couldn't get to all of it. But her lung cancer had metastasized to lots of her lymph nodes before that surgery. So she went to the Brzezinski Clinic, and she arrived there at a time when Dr. Brzezinski was out of the country. She was treated by one of the doctors that works for Dr. Brzezinski there. And her treatment shrank by 50% in the first 2 months. And she survived.
That was her tumor shrank the first.
That's her brain tumor shrank by over 50%. Right. In the first 2 months, and she lived for 6 years, when the normal life expectancy with this tumor is under 2 years. She lived at least three times as long. But the Texas Medical Board wants to sanction Dr. Brzezinski for using his treatment, which is not the standard of care. Basically, they're saying, because it's not the standard of care, then it must be substandard. Actually, it's not the standard of care. It's better than the standard of care. But those are the two cases that they're using against him this time, and they're absolutely ridiculous. And if you agree with me that the Texas Medical Board should call off its dogs and cease and desist and cancel this hearing and dump the case, then you can complain to Governor Rick Perry of Texas, the same gentleman that ran so unsuccessfully for president earlier this year. You may remember he ran a few primaries and didn't do so well, and he had to go back home. But the governor's office, first of all, the governor of Texas appoints every member of the Texas Medical Board. And so these people work at the pleasure of Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. And if he's not happy with what they do, they're gone, and they know it. So this is basically then, it really amounts to Rick Perry putting Dr. Brzezinski on trial. Rick Perry, who in the campaign debates, presented himself as a great champion of medical freedom. Remember that? He did that. But he maintains, his office maintains a citizen's hotline where you can call and complain and advocate things. And if you call there and you tell him to have the medical board stop persecuting Dr. Brzezinski and say it in that kind of bald terms, then it just might happen if enough people do that. And the number to call at that citizen's hotline is 800-252-9600. That's 800-252-9600. And you can also do this online. You can go to Governor Perry's website, which is www.governor.state.tx.us. And that's, let me go through that again. That's www.governor.state.tx.us. Then you click on contact at that website, and you will find a form that you can fill out to send a message to the governor. And believe me, I've been a political writer a long time. Dr. Stan mentioned that I write a syndicated political column, runs in a lot of newspapers, and it does, about 93 at the moment. And I know a lot of politicians, and I've dealt with a lot of politicians over the years. And when they hear from ordinary people, from constituents, people that care about things, they listen. And the reason why is they know that for every letter, every phone call that they get, there are hundreds more people out there who feel the same way as that caller or letter writer. So it has an impact when you do this, if enough people do it. But if only one or two do it, it'll have no impact at all.
Under any circumstances, it's something that behooves people have to be concerned. I think Dr. Brzezinski is a very courageous individual. I think his treatment is certainly the foundation of what should be done. And we should be attacking the tumors by going after certainly the building up the immune system and getting the person's immune system to take care of the cancer rather than treating them with chemotherapy, which, of course, suppresses the immune system. And if you look at the results that we get with about 65% of the tumors, compare what's happened over the last 50 years, we're not getting any better survival now, yes?
No, we're not. We're absolutely not.
And basically, of course, if you're dealing with lymphomas, Hodgkin's disease, leukemias, yes. I mean, the improvement there is dramatic, certainly from when I was in medical school. But with the rest of the tumors, not. And that's where Brzezinski's treatment is effective. You have to harness the immune system. And at least in many patients, it does work. Phenomenal results. Go ahead, Tom.
Excellent. Well, actually, you're correct. I think you're absolutely right that we need to harness the immune system. But Dr. Brzezinski's treatment actually works as a kind of a separate path in the immune system.
Right.
It's a kind of a switch. It switches off certain genes. It's a genetic treatment.
Well, that thought will be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Tom. And you're absolutely right there.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Is that P53? What is that?
That's right. It's P53. That means it's on the in the P chromosome, position 53.
All right, fine. So it acts on this one gene, and this is a tumor suppressor gene. And you you can stimulate that, why it will release products of proteins.
And you stimulate it by removing the coat of methyl group that's been shutting it down. And, you know, where do the methyl groups come from? That's where we get all the environmental stuff and the diet stuff connected to cancer. If you eat the wrong things, you can make yourself more prone to having a gene like that disabled. And that leads to a lot of these environmentally linked cancers. You know, if you breathe in benzene, you're taking in some substances that are going to have an adverse effect on you. If you live in a particularly smoggy area, the same thing can happen. It might take longer time than breathing in benzene fumes, if you see what I mean, Dr. Stan. But and if you eat the wrong stuff, the same thing can happen. And so a lot of these dietary things that have to do with cancer are very legitimate. But, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about this report that I just got hold of today.
Before we do that, our producer just dialed that 800 number, and apparently it's only for people in Texas. So we will want to get a telephone number for people outside of Texas.
Texas, you have to do it online with the website.
Okay, fine. So basically, if you're outside of Texas, you can't use that 800 number. You'd have to get somehow else, use another number to get through to the governor, or simply, how would you reach him by email?
You can reach him through his website. You go to www.governor.state.tx.us. Then you click contact, and in that category, you'll find a form which you can fill out and send a message to the governor. And if you don't live in Texas, that may be the most effective way to do this.
All right, fine. Well, let's go ahead and get the information out that you just got today. Go ahead.
Okay, what I got today is a study from Stanford University, which was published. It actually will be published online on March the 26th, that's 4 days from now, in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. And it also will be published in The Lancet in next month. That's a British medical journal that's quite significant. And this is a report done by two Stanford University medical school professors. One's a cardiologist and one's an oncologist. And they basically are saying that the instances of cardiac failure, heart failure, resulting from use of chemotherapy drugs is far, far greater than has been previously reported. Basically, what they're saying is that when they do clinical trials on the cancer chemotherapy agents, the FDA doesn't force the pharmaceutical companies to track heart disease in association with these things and what the cardiac effects are of their drugs. And these scientists take one particular fairly new chemotherapeutic agent and use it as an example here. 2 years ago, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved a drug called Sunitinib, S-U-N-I-T-I-N-I-B, which is marketed by Pfizer under the trade name Sutent. And it's approved for the treatment of kidney cancer and pancreatic cancer and some types of gastrointestinal stomach cancers. Actually, it was licensed 5 years ago. And let's read you from the press release. What the two authors found was a complete disconnect between reported incidences of cardiac toxicities in journal articles on the one hand and the FDA's drug labeling on the other. In other words, doctors and scientists are reporting far more heart disease than the FDA is acknowledging in the labels on the drugs and in the instructions that come with the drugs. So, and this is true of not just this drug, but many, many other chemotherapies. Meanwhile, the main ingredient of Dr. Brzezinski's antineoplastins, sodium phenylbutyrate, has heart protective effect. It's the very opposite. Your heart will get stronger on this stuff.
Well, Sydney, we know that many of the drugs that they're actually in our environment are harmful to the heart. Most people don't know that if you compare fluoridated and non-fluoridated areas, in the areas where they fluoridate the drinking water, there's a much higher incidence of heart disease. But the studies are all there. The average doctor has no idea.
While the storm clouds gather all across the field, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free.
Oh, go right ahead, Tom.
Okay. Well, you know, what's the most infuriating about all this is that the authorities that have dogged Dr. Brzezinski for 30 years, or a little bit more than 30 years now, know that his treatment works. They've known this for more than 20 years at least, but they had pretty good suspicions before then. Now, how do we know that the medical authorities are well aware that antineoplastins work? Well, you just mentioned in passing that back in the 1990s, Dr. Brzezinski was put on trial by the FDA with a potential criminal sentence, prison sentence, of as much as 300 years if he'd been found guilty of all the 75 charges they brought against him. As it happens, he was acquitted of all charges that were brought against him. And in the process of this trial, a lot of documents were dredged up, secret documents, internal documents from the National Cancer Institute and other places, that we would have never seen, and Dr. Brzezinski would never have known about, had there not been this criminal trial. So the criminal trial was indeed a nasty and evil thing. But, you know, like a lot of things, it has a silver lining in some ways. For instance, one of the things that turned up is a memo from Michael Friedman, Dr. Michael Friedman, who's now the president of the City of Hope National Medical Center in Duarte, California, just outside Los Angeles, no longer at either the National Cancer Institute or the FDA. But back in 1991, Dr. Friedman was the associate director of the National Cancer Institute, and he was in charge of the Cancer Therapy Evaluation Program there. And while he was in that function, the National Cancer Institute, separately from Friedman, sent a team of scientists down to Houston to look at the records of some of Dr. Brzezinski's patients, to just look at the case files and see how successful this treatment had been. They actually examined seven cases presented to them by Dr. Brzezinski, and he offered them many more cases, and you see all the details in my book, by the way. And he offered them many more cases to examine, but they chose to stop after seven because seven was enough to convince them. They went back and they made a report, which was testified to, interestingly, before the Texas
Medical Board. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
All right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Tom is simply telling us about someone, Mr. Thomas Friedman. He was working with the National Cancer Institute. And in 1991, government sent a team, FDA sent a team of doctors down to Houston to check out Dr. Brzezinski's claims. And when they went over the seven cases of brain cancers, I guess they could have had a lot more, but they only studied seven of them. And they found out that here were people who ordinarily would have died. I mean, certainly the longevity with a brain tumor was negligible. And yet, of course, all of these people that they studied had improved. And this gentleman, Dr. Friedman, had written a memo saying that there is evidence that this, what we're seeing with the brain tumors, the effect of Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, is real. We should be paying attention to it. We should note that. Now, basically, this information was brought out at the trial. It was simply information that Dr. Brzezinski was able to get hold of because he was on trial. They wanted to send him to prison for 300 years. Why? In my estimation, because he had an effective cancer treatment, and they did not want that on the market. And certainly, they were doing everything they could to suppress it. Dr. Brzezinski, you have to understand, when you go to federal court, why 98% of the people who go to federal court are convicted. 98%. I mean, that isn't a very good... you would think that more people than that would get off, but the federal government is ruthless in the way it presents cases, withholding information, violating the law. If you work for the government, you can withhold information. You can get put on people to testify that are perjure, that get up and perjure, and nothing is ever done to the federal officials. The whole idea is to win and to crush people, not looking for justice. Well, in this case with Dr. Brzezinski, despite the fact that the prosecution used all of the dirty tricks they could, Dr. Brzezinski was exonerated on all charges. But a byproduct of this was that they got a lot of information. One of them was this memo from Dr. Friedman that said, this treatment works. And here was the fellow, National Cancer Institute. Now he's with the City of Hope, the treatment center. But, of course, he's not using Dr. Brzezinski's treatments, even though he knows that they work. But go ahead with the story, Tom.
Yeah, well, it's the in-between. Two things to talk about here. At the same time as Mike Friedman was writing this memo, and interestingly, there's a handwritten note on this memo. He wrote the note to a colleague by the name of Bruce Chabner, who was the director of the NCI's Division of Cancer Treatment. And Chabner wrote on the memo and sent back a copy of it to Friedman, in which he said, why not test this in a phase 2 trial? That's a pretty logical thought. You know, if If one guy is saying to the other that, the responses to this drug are real, the other guy says, let's give it a good, thorough test. And that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Well, they didn't do that. And the reason they didn't do it is because at that very time, the drug company I mentioned a little while ago, Elon Pharmaceutical Company, was financing a lab at the National Cancer Institute, which was developing copycat patents identical to Dr. Brzezinski's in their chemical drawing. The wording of the patents is the same, but if you look at the molecular drawings that show the structure of what they're patenting, exactly the same as Dr. Brzezinski's patents. And these patents took 4 or 5 years to obtain. 1995, they finally were registered at the U.S. Patent Office. They belong to the National Cancer Institute, which is part of the National Institutes of Health. And the pharmaceutical company, in the spring of 1995, signed a development agreement to do the tests that this other fellow had suggested 4 years earlier and bring this drug to market. But if they brought it to market and actually started making money with it, because the patents are copycat patents, Dr. Brzezinski could sue them for all they're worth and take away any money they'd make from this drug. And so the only way they could make this work is to get rid of Dr. Brzezinski. That's the only way they could make their plot work. And I have the proof of this, by the way. I have the development agreement. I have the timetable is just impeccable. Because 1 month after this development agreement was signed, Dr. Brzezinski's clinic was raided by armed agents of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency who were working for the FDA. The FDA's agents usually aren't armed, so they needed people with weapons. They went into Dr. Brzezinski's clinic. They went into the waiting room. And you remember the description I gave you of these people earlier who had been through all these other treatments before they went to see Dr. Brzezinski? These people are practically on their deathbed sitting in his waiting room. They can barely walk. Many of them are in wheelchairs. And they were rousted out of that waiting room at gunpoint. And all of Dr. Brzezinski's patient records were confiscated, and they basically tried to shut him down. But in this instance, that's another way that the trial backfired. You see, at the very same time that this fellow who read the memo was suggesting that Dr. Brzezinski, that somebody try a phase two trial on Brzezinski's medicine, Brzezinski was applying for permission to do just that, but they wouldn't give it to him. Well, what happened was, after Dr. Brzezinski was indicted, which came 3 months after they raided his clinic, the FDA's lawyers began to insist that as a condition of bail, Dr. Brzezinski be forced to shut down his clinic and the manufacturing facility where he makes the antineoplastins, where the synthetic peptides are manufactured. And the judge in the case, Finlake is his name, he's the same guy that presided over the Ken Lay trial and the Enron scandal, but Finlake received over 250 letters from Brzezinski's patients. I sat in his chambers and read those letters. He let me see them, Judge Lake did. And as a result of those letters, this is another way that people can have an impact on policy. As a result of those letters, Judge Lake said, no, you won't shut down Dr. Brzezinski. He said that to the government. And he said to Brzezinski, no, you can't keep operating, you know, as a total maverick, you have to operate within the system. So he basically ordered the FDA to give Dr. Brzezinski permission to do clinical trials, which he had been applying for years, and they had refused. And so the trial accomplished the purpose of letting Dr. Brzezinski develop very reliable statistics on how well his drug worked. That's, you know, another one of these positive side effects of a nasty event. Anyway, Dr. Brzezinski was acquitted of all 75 charges against him, and a lot of the people who were behind bringing those charges are gone. They're gone from the FDA. They've moved on to other places. David Kessler, who was the commissioner of food and drugs at that time, has been the dean of three or four different medical schools since then. Most recently, he was fired in disgrace from the University of San Francisco at San Francisco, University of San Francisco Medical School. University of California at San Francisco Medical School. But he had, prior to that, he'd been the dean of the medical school at Yale University. And so he moved around. And the same thing for Dr. Friedman, who moved from the National Cancer Institute over to the Food and Drug Administration. And remember, he's the guy that wrote the memo that says the drug works. But he's now the deputy commissioner of food and drugs at the time of Brzezinski's indictment, and he says, put this man on trial. Indict him for basically using a drug that Dr. Friedman knew worked. He wrote the memo that said it worked. When I've tried to ask him about that, he's literally run out of the room. I've met this man, and I've tried to get him to talk about it. And it's kind of funny to watch people that you want to interview about something that they don't want to talk about. It's interesting to watch them literally run away sometimes. You know, Dr. Stan?
Tom, it almost sounds like you're describing a conspiracy.
It is a conspiracy. It was a conspiracy. And I'm not noted for being a great conspiracy theorist.
I know that.
When the proof is there, baby.
I'm pulling your leg. But there's good questions of conspiracy. I believe in conspiracies. I think this is a flagrant conspiracy. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Anyway, the upshot is that all these years later, Dr. Brzezinski has done on the order of 50 clinical trials. And remember, before his criminal trial, he couldn't even get a permit to do one clinical trial. And because these people have left the FDA, the ones that were behind putting him on trial, he now has what's called orphan designation for his drug against three types of brain tumors. That means the FDA is saying that Brzezinski's treatment is the best thing in the pipeline right now that they know about for treating these various kinds of brain tumors. And Brzezinski has permission to do a phase 3 clinical trial, and right now he's trying to arrange financing to do that. He could sell his drug to a pharmaceutical company right now, lickety-split. There have been offers. But he doesn't want to do that because he fears that any pharmaceutical company that bought the rights to his drug would deep six it because they make so much money from the other chemotherapy drugs, and we know how harmful those are.
I concur, and I think it's a tragedy. I think that the tragedy is that people are dying all across America unnecessarily.
Now, I think it's murder, and in fact, I think it's mass murder. If you think about this, Dr. Brzezinski has actually successfully treated on the order of about 1,000 people who are still alive today after having previously had terminal cancer diagnoses. When he celebrated the 30th anniversary of his clinic a few years ago down in Houston, I went and spoke at the banquet at that event and at his invitation. And the wonderful thing was how he had a room full of 600 people in the grand ballroom of the Adams Mark Hotel in Houston. And they were all people, every single one of them, people who knew that their lives had been saved by Dr. Brzezinski. And I can also tell you, and this is one of the joys of being a writer sometimes, that at least 60 of those people came up to me after I spoke and told me that they lined up to talk to me. And the reason why was because they said if they hadn't read my book, they'd have been dead. It was that simple. They told me that. And these were people that had brain tumors, breast cancer, liver cancer, a whole wide variety of cancers.
Well, Tom, I commend you for writing the book, and we'll tell our listeners a little later how to get hold of the book. We carry it. We think it's an important book. We think that Dr. Brzezinski's work is important, and I think it's important for people to understand that there's been a conscious, organized, orchestrated effort for whatever reason. You may want to suppose, to suppress this treatment. Go ahead.
Well, I've documented the organized way in which the government tried to steal this drug on behalf of Elon Pharmaceutical. What happened to Elon afterwards, by the way, when Dr. Brzezinski was acquitted of all charges, it meant that he could go to court and sue them if they brought the copycat drug to market. Well, they didn't. And they went bankrupt. And they've been reconstituted under completely different management using the same name, but it's not the same company anymore, and they're not a threat to Dr. Brzezinski anymore. What is a threat to him right now is his Texas Medical Board.
Well, now, basically, once again, I want to tell our listeners how to contact the governor, because it doesn't really good to contact the medical board, but contact the governor. And basically, I think the people would go up on their search engine. They would look at the search engine for Governor Perry. You can get his office and then figure out a way of sending an email or
Have to send him an email. You go to his website and you can... and you can put a message there that he will get. I mean, that's, you know, on a lot of websites, there's a contact thing where you fill in a form and then you hit submit, and the people get that message. Don't ask me how that happens, Dr. Stan. I'm not that much of a cybernetic guy. But I know it happens because it happened to me, right?
Amen.
So,
all right, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Tom, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call, and if you have a question or comment, but we've talked to Tom before about this, but I feel very, very strongly that there's an organized effort to suppress an effective treatment for cancer.
No question. No, I'm disagreeing with you, Dr. Stan. There has been an organized effort here, and what we're seeing is the remnants of that effort still at work. I mean, you don't have it based in Washington now the way that it used to be. But there was so much published against Brzezinski, accusing him of fraud. All kinds of stuff has been published in a lot of different things. It haunts you for years afterward. Dr. Brzezinski's told me, for instance, that there was a literature review done of what people have said about his drug in the Journal of the American Medical Association, repeated all the lies that have been told over 20 years. This was published in the early 2000s. Well, what happened was that Dr. Brzezinski wrote in letters that completely debunked everything that had been said against him in that article. The problem is that what goes on the website of the Journal of the American Medical Association permanently are the articles. The letters don't get on there permanently. They're only on there for a short time. So you're haunted by this stuff from years ago. That's one of the unfortunate things about the Internet. See what I mean?
Well, we got Herman calling from... Carmel. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, real quick. I heard in a program that you did a number of years ago, I referred a friend who had stage 4 cancer to the Brzezinski Clinic, personally helped him get down to Houston. He was so weak, and he was there for about 18 days. He began to recover and was doing very well, and unfortunately, 3 months later when he got home, he decided he didn't want to spend the, you know, the maintenance fee, and he subsequently went and died and, you know, did the chemo and radiation. But he was getting better, and he was thrilled about it. But the key is it works, but if you're going to do it, follow the protocol.
That's right. You've got to follow through. And right. You'll find a case history in my book of a woman who was recovering from breast cancer. But she got tired of using the catheter in her chest. She thought it affected her appearance too badly. So she quit.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Tom.
Well, as I was saying, this woman whose case history is in my book was actually an anchor woman on a youth...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the
thousands. And you can do that through his website, and then just tell him to leave Dr. Brzezinski alone. Good night. God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I just want to suggest, and I hope many of you out there will make it a point, to get onto the Internet tonight or tomorrow. Look up Governor Perry, Rick Perry of Texas. Go to his website and send a message to the governor asking him to tell the people on the Texas Medical Board to stop their effort to block Dr. Brzezinski from curing people and for coming up with trivial charges and a part of a long-term vendetta against a man who's developed an effective cancer treatment. And doctors are supposed to be trying to help patients, not make sure that they die. And the medical treatment, standard medical treatment, is not effective for most cancers. Dr. Brzezinski's treatment is. So why are they out to get Dr. Brzezinski? And if Governor Perry allows this to happen, he's part of the problem. Just let him know what you're thinking in no uncertain terms. Well, certainly I want you to know we do carry the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. We have a four-tape set of interviews with people about Dr. Brzezinski, interviews with Tom Elias, interviews with Dr. Brzezinski, interviews with other people. We recommend the four-tape set on the Brzezinski cover-up. Just ask for the four-tape set on Brzezinski. And then we, of course, carry the book, A World Without Cancer, and it's a Destroyer of Laetrile. We have a four-tape set on Laetrile. we have a four-tape set on why do we still have cancer. And I said, you need to understand there are effective cancer treatments, and they are suppressed. We carry a DVD. It's called Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures, it's excellent, very well done. There have been many treatments for cancer that have been effectively suppressed. We have a four CD set. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians is basically four interviews. One of them is my interview. The other three are Randy Engel's interviews with a Dr. Dunnigan. Dr. Dunnigan was a physician who back in 1969 heard Dr. Richard Day, the former director of the medical activities for Planned Parenthood, medical director for Planned Parenthood, tell about the real agenda. And this Dr. Day had said, you know, I couldn't have told you this before, but now everything is in place. Nothing is going to change it. Now, there are treatments for cancer. We're going to suppress them. We're going to keep the treatments for cancer suppressed and locked up at the Rockefeller Center. People are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. There are too many people in the world. We're going to create new diseases to kill off large numbers of people. I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the most incredible tape sets we have. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. We recommend it to you, The New Order of the Barbarians. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But of course, the books, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, the four-tape set on Brzezinski, the book, A World Without Cancer, the four-tape set on Laetrile, the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures, and then there's the information on the New Order of the Barbarians. Not imaginary, very real. They're actively trying to kill off millions, billions of people throughout the world. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Understand the Evil We're Up Against. And please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.